This news update's being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. Christopher Allen Smith appeared in Huron County Court this week to face felony charges stemming from an alleged incident on November 16, 2025. Judge Ferris arraigned Smith on two counts, larceny of property valued between $1,000 and $20,000, and larceny from a motor vehicle. The court set his bond at $8,000, requiring a 10% payment for release. As a condition of that bond, Smith is prohibited from having any contact with the victim. Attorney Michelle Siv has been appointed to represent Smith for the remainder of the case. A probable cause conference is scheduled for July 23rd, followed by a preliminary examination on July 31st. And the Saginaw County Commission of Aging has partnered with Spalding Township to offer activities at the Township Hall on Cole Road, creating a gathering place where seniors can socialize and participate in recreational programs. Commission officials say the initiative is designed to address more than physical health by encouraging social interaction and helping reduce isolation among older residents. Some of the planned activities include live entertainment, athletic programs, and a variety of community events. If the pilot program proves successful, the Commission on Aging says it could serve as foundation for expanding similar opportunities to more seniors throughout the county. And Michigan's highest court is being asked to weigh in on a growing dispute over who has the final say on large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. 79 Michigan townships and other local governments have petitioned the Michigan Supreme Court to review a legal challenge involving Public Act 233, a law approved in 2023 that allows developers of certain utility-scale wind, solar, and battery storage projects to seek state approval under specific conditions rather than relying on local permits. The request comes after the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld most of the state's permitting framework in May. The Michigan Public Service Commission says it believes the decision was correct and intends to continue defending the law. The issue has sparked especially intense debate in Michigan's Thumb region, where several local counties have already seen large wind and solar proposals. Local officials and residents there have voiced concerns about the loss of local control, potential impacts on farmland, and changes to rural landscapes. Some communities have passed or considered restrictive zoning ordinances or temporary moratoriums on new projects, while others have seen heated public meetings and divided opinions among residents. Supporters of the law argue that more centralized approval process is needed to meet Michigan's clean energy targets and ensure reliable power supply. Opponents, particularly in rural areas like the Thumb, say the law sidelines local decision-making and could accelerate development without sufficient community input. State officials have already received 10 applications under the new process, including 9 solar developments and 1 wind project. Additional proposals are expected as Michigan works to meet increasing electricity demand, including growth tied to expanding AI centers. The Michigan Supreme Court has not decided whether it will hear the case, If it does, the outcome could determine whether future decisions involving thousands of acres of Michigan farmland remain primarily in the hands of local governments or shift to state regulators in Lansing. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Every month, the big carriers take a big bite out of your wallet. Pricey plans, marked up phones, surprise fees, and customer service that feels like a maze. When you make the switch to Thumb Cellular, you get unlimited data plans starting at just $25 per month. You get the year's best devices at even better prices. And when you need help, you're not talking to a robot. You're talking to friendly, neighborly help from local people. No AI and no call centers. Plus now, for a limited time, all smartphones are instantly $360 less than the manufacturer prices. And select plans come with a free iPhone or Galaxy phone with no minimum line requirements. Make the switch to your local hometown choice today. Make the switch to Thumb Cellular and stop letting the big carrier monster take a bite out of your wallet. We're so sure you'll love our service that we offer a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit your local Thumb Cellular store today or browse current offers and savings at thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. In a move that has sent shockwaves through Washington, President Donald Trump abruptly fired all remaining commissioners of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. The decision leaves the bipartisan federal agency completely leaderless and disabled at a critical moment. Formed after the contested 2000 election, the agency plays a crucial role in distributing voting funds and testing election security. Replacing the ousted officials, who include both Democrat and Republicans, won't be quick or easy. The president cannot simply appoint replacements on his own. They require Senate confirmation. Critics argue that the empty seats will severely bottleneck federal assistance to state voting systems, while the administration hints at a wider plan to overhaul federal voting oversight. And tensions in the Middle East escalated dramatically as U.S. cruise missiles struck a critical railway bridge in northern Iran. The bridge in Golestan province serves as a vital artery and commercial rail corridor linking Iran directly to China and Russia. According to local reports, the targeted attack represents the second consecutive day of intense U.S. strikes in the region. Iran's Revolutionary Guard retaliated swiftly, launching a missile strike aimed at U.S. Command and Control Center in Jordan's Al Azraq Air Base. The volatile situation has sent shockwaves throughout international diplomatic channels, with global oil markets bracing for the fallout. And that's been a look at our news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
Life is a highway.
register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival: Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Harbor Beach Community Hospital, and Top of the Hill Collision, both of Harbor Beach. Other sponsors include DJ's Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.